News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Dublin City Council are looking to introduce a mandate for cultural spaces in big developments. This comes after the Department of Housing published new guidelines that appeared to have axed the previously existing council policy, but this is now back on the table. I'm joined by Maria Fleming, who is chair of the National Campaign for the Arts. It's very hard, Maria, to picture an arts space. What exactly is it that's at issue?
Yes, so a lot of people would be aware of the most recent controversy around the Complex, which was an arts centre in inner city Dublin that closed. And one of the reasons for that was because it was a private property and the landlord was selling it on. And what that demonstrated for us was that the arts sector is not able to compete on the commercial market. So we need areas to be zoned for art space. And when we say art space, it can encompass a lot of things. It could be a performance space for gigs or theatre, or it could be studio space for visual artists, or rehearsal space for performing artists, for dancers, musicians, theatre makers. So there's a lot of things that it could incorporate. And what the arts sector are making aware, and Dublin City Council have been very proactive on this, is that unless we zone and designate areas for arts and culture, we're going to lose that in our society. And in a country that is shouting proudly about the likes of Jesse Buckley being nominated for an Oscar, we really need to ring fence areas and space for our arts.
So in essence, that would mean that if I am a large developer and I want to build an apartment complex, I have to give up 5% of the total space that I would be dedicating to our apartments to things like dance recital rooms.
Exactly. And it's not designated. The developer would just have to have an area that they would designate for that. And it can be decided in consultation with an arts organisation or with the Dublin City Arts Office what that space would be used for. And it will depend where the development is and what the space is available. So if it's a space that's up on the 10th floor, that's not going to be great for moving equipment in and out. But if it's down on the basement, that could be ideal for a dance studio, say, and that could be available to that local community for dance classes and available then to professional artists for dance rehearsals.
And what do you say to people who may listen to your call and say, we're at the point where we are in a desperate housing crisis, giving up 5% of the space that could otherwise be apartments will limit the production of those apartments and it will also disincentivize the developers?
I think it won't disincentivize the developers, because this has been done in conjunction as part of a whole development plan by Dublin City Council. And I think we all know and we've all seen where there have been developments that have delivered housing, but then run into difficulty down the line when there are no facilities available for the families and individuals living in that area. So it's about deciding the type of society we want. And the arts community, it's been shown by recent research, are impacted more heavily by the housing crisis, because the majority of those working in the sector are renters rather than homeowners. So we in no way are looking to impede people developing housing. But we all know that along with housing, we have to have facilities for people, and we have to decide the type of society that we want. And in Ireland, it's very clear we punch way above our weight in terms of cultural and artistic activity, and we want to continue that. So 5% is not a huge amount in development that's of 10,000 square metres or more, and it is only those of 10,000 square feet or more that this has been asked. And Dublin City Council really are looking to the future, to what the city wants to look like down the road. And I would appeal to other local authorities to look at similar planning. And we're delighted that Dublin City Council are pushing back in terms of the government trying to scrap this, which was part of the Dublin City plan.
Maria, thank you very much. Maria Fleming, Chair of the National Campaign for the Arts.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.
When your air conditioner quits, you need it fixed. Fast. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of Care Heating and Cooling. Our technicians are paid to fix your HVAC system, not sell you a new one. We show up on time, diagnose the problem, and get you comfortable again without the high-pressure sales pitch. It's our commitment to honesty and craftsmanship that helped us win a BBB Torch Award for ethics and be recognized as Lennox's Partner of the Year in 2024. So call Care Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.